At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Woolen. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Friday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. We've got Sip for about 40 minutes today before he heads to West Lafayette via the air.
Yeah, I don't know. I just felt some obligation to be here.
Well, we appreciate you being here.
No, this is above
this
and
means
beyond.
A lot.
It means a lot. It is.
I appreciate it.
You could have easily said, "Nah, I got to get to the airport. I got to get prepared for the flight."
A lot going on in this
shocked morning. You're flying out of Lincoln.
Why is that?
There's only two flights a week.
I think it was like that.
It's just one airline. Is that right?
Yes.
United. So you don't have to say what airline.
What airline? It's not what was it? Big Red Wrap-Up Airline?
Big Red.
What was that?
Redway.
It lasted 3 months.
It lasted 3 months. That all of a sudden just disappeared. People lost money on that one. Hey, where's my, I had a ticket on that. Can I get that money back? Yeah, you're funny, buddy.
There was some federal money.
Yeah.
It went through $3 million in 3 months, I think, or more. Something like that.
But you know, you guys see the airport. It is beautiful.
It is nice. I
just wish there's more flights out of it, though.
Kayser Painting painted that.
They were, and Jay was here.
Jay was just here.
He dropped off donuts.
How about that?
Yes.
How about Jay?
And he witnessed you almost have a heart attack because you woofed down your sandwich from McDonald's. So, and I said something. I go, "You're horsing it down."
That was really.
All of a sudden, I look over at you, and you didn't look well.
My eyes were watering.
Yes.
Because it was in my throat.
Yes, it's still in your throat.
We've all had that, right?
We've all had that.
Is it cleared out now?
It's clear.
You feel better?
It's clear.
That's good.
It's hard to eat a complete breakfast sandwich in 3 bites, and I saw it done.
There's half out there. There's still half.
You horsed it.
Yeah, I tend to do that with those, what is it, a sausage egg McMuffin. Those things are incredibly good.
They're so good.
They are. I don't know what the secret is. It's
breakfast is one of the greatest. Because also,
it's like KFC. It is what KFC is to chicken.
Yes, it is. The breakfast sandwich. I usually do the two small burritos. The sausage.
Do you?
Yeah, that's what I go with.
You like that?
The two burritos. And also, I will say this. If you get want to have a little more time and you're not driving, their pancakes are incredible.
Yeah, they're not bad.
They're incredible.
Yeah. Okay, I've had them. They're good. Yeah,
they're really good.
They are good.
Yeah,
the stack.
And you go there over 1,000 times a year. We've done the math.
I mean, there's no doubt. There's no doubt that I go there 600 times a year. I mean, there's just no question about that. It's just a question of how much over 600 do I get.
Yeah.
That's the question.
You average three a day.
Two a day for sure. So that's 700, actually.
So there's 700, and you several times you go through, and there's been times you've went five.
Yeah, and they know, and I don't go to the same one every time, but they still know. Like today it was, I got a large coffee. She said, "No orange juice today."
Yeah.
No, not today. Yeah.
That's incredible. And then the person at McDonald's is telling you, like, Steve, that'd be the best of that. When you pull up, Steve, that'd be the thing. They call you by name.
No, they don't call me by name. I don't. No, usually not.
Nels in Montana on YouTube says, does Sip have his bag packed or not?
I do.
It's in the car?
Well,
it's in the rig?
The bag was packed before. It just didn't make the trip. There's the difference.
Right.
It just didn't make the trip.
No, I have it in the truck.
How do we ensure that you take the bag into your flight this time?
I mean, just talking about it like this.
Your last trip was the one where you, your last time.
Yeah. To Texas.
Yes, to Texas was the last time.
Yeah, and it wasn't a huge inconvenience. The problem was I left my favorite pair of jeans behind on the way back, too. Yeah. I had it going, a bad trip in terms of like luggage, you know. but everything else was good. I pack light, as you'd imagine.
I want to say something about an idle chit chat about college football. Then I want to just drop
about,
it
about Jay Kaiser.
No, Jay Kaiser, which we talked about, probably the best running back to ever play at Pender.
He looks like an RB.
Yeah, he was slasher.
But high knees.
He was. It's kind of a combination. Peyton, Walter Peyton. You know, but you know what? He was Lydell Mitchell.
Lydell Mitchell.
That's exactly who he was. He was Lydell Mitchell. Anyway, about
he looked
football,
like him.
I want you to think about this because of the Sluka story from UNLV, which is just
Matthew Sluka,
which has taken over the world. Because of that, it's Friday, and to this date, which we will a little bit later, we have not even talked about Alabama playing Georgia.
No,
we don't even talk about current football at all. There was no talk. The talk was all about the realignment of the Pac-12 and the Mountain West and all those problems and Sluka. And not one word on this show was talked about, which we will a little bit later, about that Alabama is playing Georgia. And I did like my things we're going to talk about in Bill's the games this week. There's probably 20 that are incredible. 20 games. Using the NFL, there's what? Four?
Yeah, about that.
Four games a weekend. That's like, now this is must see. That's it.
Is there any tonight by any chance?
There is. There's a guy.
There's two games tonight. Two games. We'll get to it later. We'll get to it later. But there are two games.
We're going to go down on that. But anyway, we got Sluka'd.
I know.
We got Sluka'd.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, because
it's really unfortunate. You don't want this stuff to bleed into the season.
Yeah, because when people talk about like all the things, it's all jacked up. Everything's ruined. Whether you turn that TV on and watch that and see what Tuscaloosa looks like.
Yes.
What did it look like in Michigan last weekend?
Well, I got a question for you along these lines. If you were a producer of ESPN College Game Day, how much would you let the Sluka story take over that show? Would you say, we're not going to emphasize this today, or would you say, we're going headlong into it?
I would go I'd go with the first. I would say no.
Not, we don't need to do
no,
this.
No, we're not. We've touched on this. Uh-huh. This is about today. Because generally the show is usually about, there's always some feature stories, right?
A couple of features. They don't do those as much anymore,
Tom Rinaldi's gone. He's gone.
Yeah, they don't do
he
that
left
as much.
For Fox.
Yeah. Bill, they don't do.
Yeah, and he left like 2 years ago.
And the other guy,
Rinaldi.
Yeah, the other guy's gone too, though. The older guy.
Wojciechowski?
No, one more.
Yeah.
The guy that used to cover golf, too.
Gene Wojciechowski.
Oh, that is Wojciechowski.
Not Wojnarowski, but Wojciechowski.
He's retired.
Yes.
No, but anyway. So you're saying we're not done.
No, we're not doing this. This is not a story for today. The story of today is there's 20 games to talk about.
I agree with you on this.
20 games. Do not delve into.
Don't go. Don't 15 minutes. No,
and talk about what this and this. Which I did hear more stuff. Rittenberg this morning. I listened to his podcast.
What'd he say?
And he talked to the dad, and the dad was like 100% clear. He said, "I'll make it crystal clear. We never once went back in and said we're playing really well. We went 300,000. He said it was crystal clear that we were guaranteed 100. That's what it was. Anyway, on the visit, and we got nothing. And finally, they got on a conference call with the agent, the family, and Barry Odom. And Barry Odom said, absolutely not. We're not paying anything.
I mean, I'm still.
And whatever. I'm saying that's the story.
Yeah.
But it was intriguing. Mm-hmm. And initially, like I said, I still push, no matter what, this young man's probably not going to find himself in a situation where he's 3-0 and they're at a school to talk of what's going on. But I do understand where you would be somewhat upset, but all you got was $3,000 of location when you were somewhere.
Yeah,
promised.
But didn't they come to an agreement where they'd get $3,000 a month now for 4 months?
So 12,000 of 100,000 though.
Yeah, 88,000 short.
But they also came back with, I thought, really good numbers too. They just said 10,000 for the rest of the year, which is 40. They're going to ask for, they asked for 40 grand, 10,000 a year for the remainder. That's not much.
No, but
I don't think that's much.
I don't know. I just don't. I have a hard time. None of this mitigates what I think was a poor decision by the family. That's just my opinion.
You're saying play ball.
Yeah.
Play ball.
Yeah. I mean, what are we quibbling over? Yeah. Then even when you say just 40, that makes it even more like, really, we're quibbling over $40,000. You don't want to play? Yeah. It's $40,000 you're planting your flag over?
Yeah. I mean, because if
you buy a truck with that.
If they have a good year, and he's known as they're ranked for the first time ever, and he's he's Sluk is the quarterback. He's the guy in Vegas. He probably
rides his ticket.
Probably works pretty well. Who's coming in today? Who's working at Bellagio? Sluk is here.
Yeah,
Sluk is here. He works in administration.
For sure.
I mean, so is right, like you said, $40,000.
Well, that's what we're planting our flag over.
That's not
really. I mean,
you can't even buy a new car. Sluka. You can't buy a new car.
No.
Oh, and by the way, the $40,000 it gets taxed.
Yeah, so it's stupid.
It's
dumb. I'm being judgmental and curious at the same time.
But the story is
Ted Lasso over here.
The story is very, very intriguing. But no, you wouldn't delve into it because, like I said, Alabama, Georgia has not been talked about on this show.
No, it hasn't. It doesn't seem like it's been
on my shows. I listen to other podcasts. It's been like if it's a 2-hour podcast, it's 45 minutes. Of the show is talked about that of what's going on. So anyway,
unfortunate. It is unfortunate.
Come on, you ruined the weeks, Luca. We talked Bama Georgia more,
and it's not even. I mean, it's just it's very
selfish.
Do you think it's selfish?
Well, we'll talk ball, not about people that are leaving. Come on.
I think it is a little bit.
Yeah,
or a lot. I mean, a lot probably. Very off-putting. Ben's here.
Yes,
hello, Ben.
You want a Royals update on Idle
Chit Chat? I do.
The Royals won yesterday, 7-4. They swept the Nationals, and because the Twins are falling apart, worse than the Royals are.
The Twins are falling apart.
The Twins lost to the Marlins in extra innings. The Marlins have 100 losses. The Twins lost the series at home to the Marlins.
Oh, God.
2 out of 3 games.
Oh, God.
They lose 8-6 in 14 innings last night. So if the Royals win one more game or the Twins lose one more game, the Royals and the Tigers are both in the playoffs. There you go.
Royals in.
Because the Twins had an epic meltdown worse than the Royals had.
So the Royals are basically in.
Basically.
But the Royals were still tied with the Tigers.
That's correct. So they could.
Tigers have won like 30 in a row.
They're on fire.
Oh, then he
they're on fire. Now the White Sox are trying to avoid becoming the worst overall team in the history of baseball. They're tied right now with the Mets. They just swept the Angels. The White Sox just swept the Angels. They won, I think, 7-0 yesterday. They swept them.
Wow.
And they play at Detroit to close the season, trying to avoid being the worst team in the history of baseball. And they're on a 3-game win streak.
Right?
There's intrigue there.
I'm not going to lie to you. I thought it was very intriguing to watch watch the highlights of the last game at Oakland.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
49,000 people there.
Oh, really?
Sold out. 49,000 people.
It was a sad scene.
So what's going on? Where are they going?
They're going to Vegas. Just like the Raiders. So both
now,
Raiders
it was cool
and
that
the
it was sold out, but you know, like the past 10 years, there'd be like 100 people there. So no one was going.
No,
yes.
No, there was.
Nobody's going. Stadium need to be redone. Everything happened.
They still wear those iconic uniforms.
They do. Those are very, very good uniforms. Yes.
They are.
Good call.
They're
absolutely.
Really. I mean, they are really.
The A's were the team.
They were.
Back in when we were growing up, the A's were a factor.
Vida Blue, Gene Tennis, Burt Campaneris. Who else?
How about this name? Who are you guys? We're the Oakland Athletics. How great is that? Who are you guys? Catfish Hunter. Yes.
Who was it? Joe Rudy. Joe Rudy. You're kind of like Joe Rudy, center fielder.
Yeah.
You were center fielder.
No, second base.
Yeah, that's right. Wait, we covered that.
We're the
parallel uniform.
Parallel
lives.
75 miles apart.
I'm surprised we didn't play, but Columbus didn't go down to C2. I mean,
C1, very clear.
You guys like those A's uniforms. They are beautiful.
They are.
Regal, Bill, as you would say.
From YouTube, Eric says, I went to Oakland last Saturday and Sunday for 2 games. He loves the A's. He was in Oakland. Eric on YouTube was at the A's games.
Ooh, better times.
Hey, from the desk of John Mabry. From the desk of John Mabry, the former sports editor of the Lincoln Journal Star, and one of the best you'll ever find anywhere.
You've said it every time to me.
You said
Mabry was the best at his business.
He worked when it was at its pinnacle at the Journal Star, the sports section. And then there's very good sports editors subsequent and before him, but John was really good. Bless Jake for the baseball talk.
Oh, well, he's a Cardinals man, though.
He's a baseball man, too.
Yeah.
He's a baseball man.
We're a baseball show now.
Well, Bill likes baseball. He likes baseball.
Just doesn't want to go to the World Series in Game 7 at Haymarket Park, though, where he's dropped off.
He likes to watch his garage.
All I care about now is teams that I want teams to win that's where it's cold. That's all I care about. Because I love watching games when it's like 36 degrees.
It's kind of cool.
It's cool when the Yankees are playing at night and it's like 36 degrees.
Cleveland's in the playoffs. Yeah. It's colder. The Yankees are in.
Yeah, and you can see the breath.
See, it's cold in KC also.
Those guys are badass.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Detroit.
When they go out there and they show them like that, and it's like, I love that.
How about hitting a 99-mile-hour fastball in 32-degree weather?
That hurts the hand a little bit. That hurts a little bit.
So when you're a serious dude.
So all I care now, because I don't want to see... I don't want to see. I want to see that Astros game. No, I don't. No, I don't. I want to see weather. I want to see cold weather. I want to see people in the stands frozen.
Show me some real baseball here.
I want to see that dome Toronto Blue Jays team. I don't mind. I mean, I like the Toronto Blue Jays because they play the what we play after when we win on the rare occasions that we win our game show. Yeah,
yeah.
That's where I got the ideas. Yeah. Blue Jays.
He did back in like 2015 or 16.
Because I was watching a game and when they hit a home run, they blow that thing. It's super cool.
Which is very cool.
Remember the old AstroTurf in that place? Oh God, it was a thing of beauty. How about the Twins when they had the baggies out there? The baggie for the fence. Remember that?
Like, what was that all about?
It was a baggie. It was so stupid. It was like something made.
Whose idea was that?
It was like something from. What are we gonna do? I don't know. Just get all the Home Depot and set up a wall.
That entire look was looked so stupid. The whole stadium looked dumb.
The bag in right field. It's incredible.
Come on.
And the best part was it wasn't for a season.
No, it was all the time.
It was the whole time.
Many years.
10 years of it.
Yep.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden,
that's our thing.
Also, hang on, no game today. A bunch of stuff flew off the roof. A bunch of tiles. Just
bag it up.
We got baggies out here. Throw it baggies in there. Then always somebody come to work like that. Oh man, there's snow coming in.
That is idle chit chat.
That's really idle.
The chat. Renew. Call or text David at 402-833-3858 or go to renewyourauto.com. Everything from body shops, ceramic coatings, window tinting, and more. Renewyourauto.com. We have to do a quick roll call here on a Friday.
The call.
I know we're a little late to that. But Sip's going on a plane here in less than 2 hours. We got to let people. Are you listening to the show? Where are you listening from before Sip rolls out of here? 464-5685. Your name. Your age, we're listening from, and what else today, Bill?
Will the Royals win a playoff game?
That's a good one.
Is it yes or no? Simple, yes or no.
Yes,
will the Royals win a playoff game? 464-5685. To the roll call, sponsored by our friends at Madsen's Bowling and Billiards. Sarah, the spirit animal.
The spirit animal. She's just go see her today. There'll be billiards playing. Your brother-in-law will be there, correct?
Mm-hmm.
We'll be shooting sticks.
Ron.
Yes.
Ron will be there with Bernard. They, you know, his name is Irwin Sweeney, but he goes by Bernard. He does.
How cool would that be?
Yeah, he goes by Bernard Sweeney.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. All right. Yeah. From the roll call here.
Wink and KC,
Dustin in Lake Alfred.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Florida, GP in Gretna with us. Paul in Dodge City, age 26. Jay in Winter Park,
26.
Florida.
26.
Jay in Winter Park, Florida says, yes, they will win a game, GBR, by the way.
Anybody from Lincoln listening
Eric
to
Eric in Hickman, close by. That's 56 close. Years close. Old.
We'll does, count that.
Jackson in Valparaiso, close to Lincoln.
I love Valpo.
Yes, age 29, by the way. Reed in Des Moines says, yes, they'll win a playoff game. Chris in Fremont says, never again will they win a playoff game.
Oh, wow.
Is that
wow.
Ever? Mm. Ever? Mm. Must be a Cardinals
would
fan.
Not agree
Cardinals
with that.
Fan.
Yeah, Dylan and Carney says yes, age 40. Sean and Eagle, age 61. No, they will not win a playoff game. Joel right. In Wisconsin, age 55. Yes, they'll win a playoff game. Chet in Nebraska City says, I don't care. I hate MLB. Age 31, though.
I don't argue with him, too. I'm someone on board with you. Someone on board.
You've started to have some interest, though.
Well, I have interest in better times. Like
you do.
Seeing the Oakland Athletics in their regal uniform.
And Vidrich.
Yes.
How can you lose those
Mark
uniforms?
The Bird.
Those. Yeah, it's an incredible look. Robert in Bixby, Oklahoma, age 48. Yes, Royals yes. Win a playoff game. Corey at Duncan. That's in Lincoln. Yeah. Duncan Aviation. Age 54. Yes, they will win a playoff game.
I love it. These guys. All these ages.
Oh. Lance in York today. Yes, Royals will win it all.
Oh, wow.
They'll be the World Series champs, says wow. Lance. Not just one game, all of the games.
Wow.
I'm telling you right now, Royals win it all. I'm interested.
Okay.
If they get in the World Series, you have a very interested person. Okay,
you're going to kill me.
Will you
for
go
this.
To KC?
Would I go? I would go.
Wow.
Yeah, I would go. I would ride down with Jake Sorensen.
We would. Yeah, we'd go.
But the three, like, what if the three of us went live remote?
Oh, God.
We'd make
Kauffman Stadium.
Would they let us go?
Yes, like
they
would. Talk to some
we'd
people.
Get George Brett. I'll call George Brett. Or maybe it's impossible to get his number, Ben.
Can't find the Schwanz man in Lincoln, apparently.
Stop, guys.
Doesn't exist. Yeah. Jeff from Farrell's is watching from Baltimore right now. He's going to Ravens Bills on Sunday night.
You're kidding.
I saw that.
That's
saw
pretty
that.
Cool.
Jeff Essick.
Yep. Jeff yes. Essick, yes, from yes. Farrell's.
Yes, from Farrell's.
He's is there a in connection? Baltimore right
is there,
now.
Is he a Baltimore fan?
His son is a big Orioles fan, so he must be a Ravens fan, too.
How old is his son?
I think he's 18.
I'll be darned.
High school, I believe. Andrew in Golden, age 41. Yes, he's in Colorado. They're going to win a playoff game.
Golden.
Jordan from Wilbur is right now at Planet Fitness. Maybe he's at your Planet Fitness.
Oh, interesting.
He says...
get a spot.
He says that they're going to win a playoff game. The Royals will. Turkey Sub in Lincoln doesn't say anything about playoffs. He says, I'm here. Age 33.
I love these. I love the young food. The young breakers. Build breaker now. Try to get somebody else on board today.
Gosh, I mean, really do that. I'm serious.
Connor at Kawasaki says, I have them losing in the ALDS, but winning a playoff
he's
game.
He's got okay. A bracket.
Yeah, he's got him in a bracket already. All right, this is incredible.
Bill and Bennett, age 59. Yes, Royals will win a playoff game. Brian in Johnston, Iowa, age 43. Royals will win the wild card round but lose in the ALDS, as we
okay,
just heard.
We're okay with that.
Say.
Wonder where Johnston is.
Johnston, Iowa?
Yeah.
Yeah, where is that at? Someone help us out. Where's John? Help us out, Texter. Where's that at?
Is it anywhere near Arnold's Park?
Ooh, Okaboji. Yeah. Cool.
Is that Okaboji? Yeah.
No, that's where Arnold's Park is at. I don't know where Johnston's at. Chris in Des Moines, age 27 with us. Ethan in Broken Bow. Jared in Ord. Duncan Doug in Harrison, Idaho. No win. He says, will I see a bear on my morning walk, though? Probably so.
Whoa, that scared me.
In Harrison, Idaho.
If I'm out for a walk just today... and all of a sudden, I see a bear. I'm just going to say it concerns me.
Well, big time.
Big time. That's going to be one time it's going to concern you.
Probably keep me from going on a walk, actually.
Yeah. There's a chance of a bear.
Austin is listening to us from Toronto right now.
Oh, God bless him.
30. And it says the Royals will win a playoff game.
He's from Canada, eh?
There's breakers all over the place.
Canadians on the board today.
We got him in Toronto?
Yep, that's Austin.
Yeah. What's the temperature, Austin? Let us know.
Yep, Austin, what's the temp? Please let us know. How cold or warm is it in Toronto?
Have we had a freezing temperature yet in Canada?
Colby in Kansas City says, of course the Royals win a playoff game. I'm here in KC.
Nice.
Wink says yes. Scott in Phoenix says, yes, they will win a playoff game. A lot of yeses on the playoffs for the Royals.
If they're in the World Series, does Taylor Swift go to a game? Does her and Kelsey
does
head
she have
over
an attachment to the Royals?
Well, does her and does Kelsey like go from, hey, let's just walk over because it's literally walking distance from stadium to stadium.
Yeah, that might be a little beneath her.
I don't know.
Yeah, she might go to a Yankees game.
Royals.
Who are these Royals? I don't know.
Laverne,
I guess no.
Laverne in Iwo Beach, Hawaii is with us right now.
The 808.
So we had Toronto and Hawaii back-to-back texts. Lou is age 79 in Orlando. Is anybody older than 79 listening and can text?
Is anybody older than Lou? Is there anyone still alive? Like, we're
very
amazed
questionable to call.
We're amazed Lou's still with us.
Well, anybody texting
we're amazed that Lou is still with
79.
Us at 79. Is anyone else that's still alive?
I'm just saying, is anybody texting post 79 years old?
Jake!
Lou,
sensitivity was lacking.
I'd like to see somebody in their
80s. Anybody here, we feel Lou's the oldest alive, living person that we know is Lou.
I'd like to see
79.
I'd like to see an 80-year-old plus texting.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying. I'll see the text.
You're just digging yourself deeper.
No, I'm not.
Is there anybody here who's on the tail end of things?
Gary.
I'd just like to see an 80-year-old be able to pick up a phone.
Yeah. Are you able to get to the bathroom by yourself?
Do you have home care?
What are we doing, Jake?
I didn't say it like that. I want to see an 80-year-old text you. God, say.
Do you need somebody to run to the pharmacy for you? We can arrange it.
Do you have one of those?
No.
I've fallen. I can't get
up. Do you need
up.
Companionship?
Tinder.
There's old people Tinder.
Yeah. Brad in Muscatine, Iowa. Kodiak Bear.
Questionable behavior.
Johnston is a suburb of Des Moines. Thank you from Jeff.
Oh, it
from
is.
Farrell's
nice.
Saying that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bruce in Kansas. Ellie in Ashland. Jesse in Milford. Jason and Anthony. Ryan in Delaware. Thank you for chiming in on the roll call.
Just with inappropriate comments.
That was not an ageism.
My dad listens every day. He's 89
and a half.
But does he
text, though?
He texts.
I'd like to see a text from Ron on the text or to you.
Well, you can't do that because Ron YouTube's a little bit later.
That's true.
Ron's not up yet.
Oh, speaking of YouTube, I don't want to forget YouTube.
Yeah,
we do have YouTube.
Is Bolt out there?
Trent, we've got BWD. We've got Greg in Sioux Falls on YouTube. Mm. We've got Dustin in Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Wow.
Jim Bolt is on YouTube. Genghis on YouTube. Genghis Korn.
Genghis Korn.
Amy in Falls City listening in.
Falls City.
She's in Indian Cave right now, possibly down there.
I wonder if she went to Sacred Heart.
Doug Thomas on YouTube. Kevin. Travis in Des Moines. We've got Jeremiah in right now in the hurricane in South Carolina.
Is that Jeremiah Tripp?
Okay. It's not Tripp. Trip's in Lincoln at this point.
This hurricane's real. We haven't even covered that either.
Yeah, thank you for... There's a lot of people who texted me yesterday wondering about Marty. People I don't know asked me about Marty.
I thought he'd been in an
Derek
accident.
Derek and Carney.
Yeah.
Somebody texts in a group text with ours like that. Is Marty okay? I'm like, oh my God, he's been in an accident. I didn't even know it.
No. You know, is your brother okay? And I have two. So I thought, what happened? I don't know about this. But it was about the hurricane. Yes. Marty and his family, his entire family are in Dallas, actually.
Did they leave? Did they leave?
Well, they didn't. They had a pre-planned trip because Bill, why? You're a college football person. Because FSU is playing SMU.
Well, it's going to be an incredible game.
Yeah. So
trying to avoid a 1-4 start.
So they had a pre-planned trip to Dallas. So they're all in Dallas. But it looks like the major hurricane stuff avoided Tallahassee. So no problem.
Thank you. Yeah. The update there.
It kind of whipped in more across Alabama, right?
Is that unclear right? To me.
Unclear. It's up into Atlanta.
Like. Atlanta's going to get hit hard today.
Is it?
I talked to my friend.
Or is it just
Atlanta.
Rain? Isn't it just a cat one now?
Yeah, but still a lot. It's significant rainfall.
70 mile an hour winds in Atlanta, and they're going to expect somewhere around 15 inches of rain.
Oh, God.
That's a lot of rain.
Not great. That's debilitating.
Not great. Steven in Spokane, by the way, on YouTube, too. So there we go. That is the roll call.
All over the place.
Sponsored by Madsen's Bowling and Billiards. 464-585. Texas, call us. Okay, Nebraska does play a game tomorrow, which you're flying out to shortly, too. Nebraska plays at Purdue, 11 a.m. on Peacock. Not a normal TV, but
the
Peacock.
P.
Just the, yeah. The Peacock. Now, Nebraska is a sizable favorite for the second straight week. Lost to Illinois last week at home. How do fans feel right now, following that game, going into Purdue, what's been your read on the fan base this week, Sip? From what you were
nervous.
You and Beatrice yesterday, speaking to the people, people.
A little nervous, I'd say. I mean...
Are you nervous?
Bill's got me kind of convinced, and I really looked into the matchup more yesterday. They can't throw it. I mean, their best receivers hurt, their best outside guys hurt. Hudson Carr just completed in back-to-back weeks like 42% of his passes and 48% of his passes. They don't really have think about Nebraska's receiving core last year. That's kind of what Purdue's got this year. I mean, the only concern is if they're just going to run it, and then they have success. I just don't know if you can have success in a run game if Nebraska can devote a lot of attention to it, because they can't pass.
You just go by what's on film. It's not even remotely close. It just isn't. Oh. So we can't. And it's crazy things happen all the time. Right. So I'm never saying that it's 100% can happen. No, crazy things happen. But what it says on film, I mean, it's horrendous football.
It's bad. No, it's bad.
It's bad football.
Tom Dienhardt joined us on another show, and Dienhardt, he's our age. He's been covering college football for a long time, and he has painted a bleak portrait. Sean asked him, what's the temperature of the Purdue fan base right now? And he said, you need a rectal thermometer.
Oh. Bill was drinking coffee at that
time. That's one of the best responses I've ever heard.
All right, Tom.
You need a rectal thermometer.
It's not inappropriate.
No. And at 11 o'clock kick, for warm-ups, there'll be no one there. Except there'll be some Nebraska fans. But there'll be like at 10 o'clock when players start coming out onto the field, there'll be no one there.
Yeah. Basically. Yeah,
there'll be nobody there. And no, I mean, they went from winning the first game to like, all right, bye week, we're going to play Notre Dame. Place is sold out.
Mm-hmm. And 66-7.
They scored 56 in the first half.
And Dienhardt said the Oregon State game was worse than the score looked.
Really?
Yeah. He said it wasn't. He said it was bad. Yeah. And I mean, I don't know. I think you're right that the
I'm portrait, shocked at the points. What is it, like 10?
Nine. Yeah, the portrait that Dienhardt lays out would suggest that Walters would be in trouble. I mean, he's got a $9 million buyout. That's all it is.
That's it. Yeah.
I mean, you could afford that. You could pay it.
You're not going to.
Nebraska's a 10-point favorite as of this moment. 10 points, Nebraska.
It's 10 on the road.
And you can't do a lot more. I get that. If it's not, I talked to a man we were walking. I'm walking Sugar. He's walking his dog. And he always yells across me that he like that. Give me the, what do you think about this week? And so far he's been, well, he goes, you've been spot on for each one so far. And I told him, I said, it'll be, I think I told him 39-12. Somehow they might be able to squeeze out a touchdown and two field goals, something like that.
But 39-12. 39. That sounds about right.
Yeah.
A comfortable win would be very nice. It'd be very nice for Nebraska to go to Purdue and not have to sweat that thing out in the fourth quarter.
I will say this.
It's been a problem.
The people, Nebraska always draws some eyes, but other than that, it won't draw much. It's on Peacock, and it'll be Nebraska fans kind of only. Where last week there was a ton of discussion about the Illinois Nebraska game after it was over because everyone watched it on Friday night.
Yeah, five million. It peaked at 5 million. Yeah. It was 4.2 was the number, but it peaked at 5 million in the fourth quarter. Purdue now. Interestingly, it is a sold-out stadium, technically. They say it's sold out because homecoming. It won't be, though.
11 a.m. homecoming game?
Yeah, it's sold out. It is.
Who's ever done a homecoming game at 11 a.m., Bill?
Well, you don't know when you don't know the time slot when you book it.
That's terrible. Homecoming's supposed to be 2:30 or like 6 p.m.
I mean, Big Ten homecoming's a big deal, it seems like. In the Big Ten, I mean, more than any conference I've seen. But anyway, I doubt it'll be sold out. I mean...
There'll be nobody there.
I mean, I should watch what I say. It is sold out, but I doubt it will be. It'll resemble a sellout.
I just can't imagine like the day all the students going, we got to do this, man.
Nope.
Zero interest.
Not the day to wake up.
No, let's stay out till 4 a.m. We'll, if the game's tied at halftime, we'll head over to the stadium.
It would just be the only thing that would concern you is if Maccabee and Reggie Love are getting some yard, like 4 and 5 yards on first down, and you're like, what is going on? You know, that's the thing I'll watch the first few series. Are they moving? Can they run it on Nebraska? Maccabee, I do respect him. I don't, you know, Reggie Love's fine.
Northern Iowa's a better team than Purdue.
They are.
They're a better team than Purdue. Wow. And they will. He will not survive this. There's no chance he survives this. I don't see where that.
Okay, the one exercise you could do is look at Purdue's schedule.
Jake, is that possible?
I have never seen a harder schedule than Purdue's. I don't think I've ever seen a harder schedule.
Well, let's check it out.
Think about that. In game two, they played Notre Dame.
They played. Their non-conference was Oregon State at Oregon State and Notre Dame. And then look at their conference.
So they'll play Nebraska tomorrow. Then they will head to Wisconsin. That's winnable.
At
Camp Randall. Then they're at Illinois.
Yeah.
Then they're home against Oregon. Then they're home against Northwestern. Then they're at Ohio State, home against Penn State, at Michigan State, at Indiana.
they're 2-10 at best.
At best. Yeah. If they play ridiculous from here on out, they get to 3.
Yeah.
If you play, because you're saying they're going to beat Northwestern and Wisconsin to get to 3.
No, I'm saying they're going to beat Northwestern, not Wisconsin. They're not going to beat Wisconsin.
No. On the road, probably not.
No. I don't think they can beat Northwestern.
That would be the most likely, you know. Yeah, he's in trouble. He knows it too. He knows the schedule. Yeah. I mean,
and I don't fault him for losing to Oregon. I don't fault
Oregon State. I don't either.
No, but I'm saying they play Oregon.
Yeah. Oh,
I do fault him for losing
and
to
Ohio
Oregon
State.
I do.
So they play Oregon, Ohio State, and Penn State.
Yeah. Correct. That's rough. And they play Notre Dame.
Talk
already.
In this room if that was Nebraska's schedule. If you had those three.
We wouldn't
teams,
be very happy.
You'd be like, whoa. Right. That's a lot going on.
Yeah.
We're on a time crunch because Sip's got to get out of here. But before we got to get Agent Grace, please. So hang on. Before we get to break, we got to give a plug because Sip's, I know you just wolfed a sandwich, but you're probably still hungry, Sip, for maybe Early Bird.
I'm unhealthy.
Which will be there next Tuesday, by the way, 6 to 8 a.m. Early Bird, 19th and K. Breakfast burritos, chicken fried steak, which is?
Jake. What is their chicken fried steak?
It's smothered.
Oh, well, there it was.
There it was.
He
cut it a little short.
I did.
He cut it a little short.
That was amazing.
And I don't know what that. I don't know why.
We're just gonna do it again. From.
Jake, they have chicken fried steak. What is it?
Smothered.
There you go. Thank you. Some reason Jake pushes back on it.
Variety of pancakes and of course the world famous hash holes.
Hash holes. Woo.
You see what that sandwich in your throat, don't you?
No, I just have a bad voice.
No, stop that.
I stopped in yesterday to see a friend of mine, which you would know, George Darlington's son, David.
And I saw him at the wedding.
At the wedding.
I talked to him at the wedding.
Yeah, we stopped. So me and Laura stopped in to see him yesterday. And we're walking into his office right there. And all of a sudden we get the hash hole. I mean, from across the whole, like 30 people could hear it. It's incredible.
It's incredible.
19th DK, check it out. Also, our remote there, 6 to 8 a.m. on Tuesday. Please stop by. Jamie Burrow will be in the building. Also, when we come back, Agent Gracefully, and then Sip will depart to West Lafayette. Next, an Early Break on the Ticket.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.